Here's your fair value brief for Monday, July 13, 2026. Let's start with the three things you need to know today. First, oil prices are surging. Brent crude jumped nearly 5% to $77.50 a barrel as the Strait of Hormuz stayed closed after U.S.-Iran airstrikes. Markets are now assuming a longer disruption, which means gasoline prices will likely climb by the end of the week. And if oil stays this high, the Fed might rethink those September rate cuts. Next, AI is shifting from growth to profits. Meta rose 6% after announcing plans to make its own AI chips by September, cutting costs and boosting margins. Meanwhile, Nvidia rolled out a revenue-sharing model for cloud partners. Earnings season will show whether AI firms can finally deliver profits, not just expansion. And in crypto, Circle's USDC stablecoin just became the first federally regulated crypto bank, securing a national charter. BlackRock's tokenized funds already hold $2.9 billion on-chain, so your retirement account may soon include stablecoins without you even realizing it. Still watching, $250 billion in AI-related bonds issued this year, tomorrow's key CPI report, and bank earnings starting Tuesday. Now to the big story. The Strait of Hormuz, the route for 20% of global oil and 19% of the world's liquefied natural gas, remain blocked to outbound commercial ships today. This is its second extended shutdown in just 4 months. After weekend U.S.-Iran airstrikes, Iran's Revolutionary Guard halted maritime traffic in retaliation, and tracking data shows no vessels leaving the strait. This time, markets aren't treating it as a temporary blip. They're pricing in a long-term closure. Brent crude rose nearly 5% to $77.50 a barrel, and global oil stockpiles have shrunk by 4.6 million barrels per day since May. The CEO of Eni even warned we could see $100 oil by early 2027 if these disruptions continue. But it's not just about oil. Diesel and jet fuel costs are climbing too, and shipping rates for everything, electronics, grain, manufactured goods, are spiking as vessels detour around Africa, adding weeks to deliveries. Here's the immediate fallout. U.S. gasoline prices are set to rise 10 to 15 cents per gallon by Friday. Airlines and trucking firms are facing fuel surcharges. And the Federal Reserve? They'll likely pause those rate cuts because energy-driven inflation just got a lot trickier. The bigger question is whether global oil logistics can handle chronic disruptions like this. The system was built for efficiency, not for sustained crises. And if it can't adapt, $100 oil might become the new normal. Now, here's what's happening in the markets today. Stocks and bonds are moving in opposite directions. The S&P 500 dipped slightly, but AI-related shares surged. Meta climbed 6% on Friday after revealing it will start producing its own AI chips, codenamed Iris, by September. That's a big shift from heavy spending to potential profitability. Meanwhile, Nvidia launched its DSX AI factory program, which splits cloud infrastructure revenue with partners. It's a clear sign the sector is moving from growth at any cost to focusing on margins. Bonds, though, are telling a different story. The 10-year Treasury yield held at 4.54%, near multi-month highs, as traders wait for tomorrow's CPI data. Economists expect core inflation to ease to 2.8% year-over-year. But after June's surprise uptick, futures markets are betting on limited Fed rate cuts. If core CPI comes in above 3%, we could see the 10-year yield push toward 4.75%. And that means higher borrowing costs for homes, cars, and credit cards. Let's check in on the big picture across assets. Stocks. The S&P 500 ended Friday at 7,575. That's up 0.42% for the day and 1.23% for the week. But the gains were almost entirely driven by AI exposure. Meta and Nvidia led the Nasdaq higher, while the Russell 2000 Small Cap Index fell 0.49%. Bonds. The 10-year Treasury yield stayed at 4.54%, close to where it was back in November of 2023. Tomorrow's CPI report is pivotal. If we get that 2.8% core reading, bonds could rally on rate cut hopes. But if we see an upside surprise, especially with Brent crude at $77.50, yields could climb toward 4.75%. Oil. The Strait of Hormuz closure sent shockwaves through energy markets. Brent crude rose nearly 5% to $77.50 a barrel, and WTI reached 72.80. Both are up about 6% on the week. But the broader impact is on shipping costs. Containerized goods, think electronics, agricultural products, manufactured items, are facing multi-week delays as ships reroute around the Cape of Good Hope. Crypto: Bitcoin dipped 1.1% to $63,000. But the real news is Circle's USDC stablecoin becoming the first federally regulated crypto bank. This move brings stablecoins under U.S. banking oversight, which could speed up institutional adoption. BlackRock's tokenized funds now hold $2.9 billion on-chain, and Ethereum's real-world asset market has grown to $34.5 billion. And the dollar: the U.S. dollar index traded at 100.91, slightly lower on the day, but still up 1.3% for July. Middle East tensions and Fed uncertainty are keeping demand strong. Now, let's go around the world. In the Middle East, the Strait of Hormuz is becoming a persistent bottleneck. After weekend U.S.-Iran airstrikes, Tehran blocked outbound traffic through the strait, disrupting 20% of global oil flows and 19% of LNG shipments, along with key container routes. With the strait now closed for 135 of the past 180 days, multinational firms are treating Middle East supply chains as unreliable long-term. Over in China, foie gras production has topped France. They're now making 11,000 metric tons annually at half the cost. On trade, Beijing is cutting car production to reduce expenses amid tariffs and rising competition. Meanwhile, Washington is tightening export controls on semiconductor equipment for foreign-owned chip plants in China. In Europe, private equity giant Apollo Global Management made a $7.6 billion bid for EasyJet. The budget airline has been struggling with high fuel costs, staff shortages, and uneven post-pandemic travel demand. And in South Asia, Pakistan and the U.S. made significant progress toward a reciprocal trade deal, according to Pakistan's commerce minister. An agreement could boost Pakistan's textile and farm exports while giving the U.S. better access to its 240 million consumers. Now, let's look at the companies making headlines today. Meta is moving into in-house AI chips. The company will start producing its custom AI processor, codenamed Iris, in September. This reduces their reliance on NVIDIA and AMD, and they're even planning to lease excess compute power to outside firms. Meta's capital spending for 2026 is forecast between $125 and $145 billion. NVIDIA introduced a cloud revenue-sharing model called DSX AI Factory. It splits infrastructure revenue with partners like Sharon AI, which has 40,000 GPUs, and Firma Supercloud, which is deploying 170,000 GPUs in Indonesia. Circle's USDC stablecoin just got a federal banking license. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved Circle National Trust, which means USDC now operates under the same rules as traditional banks, but with digital efficiency and global scale. South Korean chipmaker SK Hynix completed a record $26.5 billion U.S. listing, the largest American depository receipt offering ever. The company is a major supplier of high-bandwidth memory chips for AI systems. Goldman Sachs is facing legal pressure. The firm's general counsel, Catherine Ruemmler, is under scrutiny over alleged ties to Jeffrey Epstein and accusations of executive-level information leaks. And Japanese coatings giant Nippon Paint made an $8.6 billion offer for AkzoNobel's decorative paints unit. This reignites a long-running acquisition battle amid strong global demand for architectural coatings. Now, from Washington, Federal Reserve officials are widening their inflation watch list. They're now tracking three new risks: AI capital spending, Middle East supply chain disruptions, and tariff-driven cost increases. June's meeting minutes showed almost all policymakers are still open to rate hikes if inflation stalls. Tomorrow's CPI report, out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, is the big event. Economists expect core inflation to ease to 2.8% year-over-year. But after last month's surprise rise, the Fed isn't taking anything for granted. If core CPI comes in above 3%, rate hike expectations will climb. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman speaks today at 9:25 a.m. Eastern. She's one of the most hawkish members, and her remarks on modernizing financial regulation will be scanned for hints on potential rate moves. And here's a striking number. Tech firms have issued $250 billion in AI-related debt this year, more than initially projected. That's adding pressure to bond markets as Microsoft, Alphabet, and Meta borrow heavily to fund data center expansion. Now, here's something worth learning today: the three functions of money. Money isn't just currency. It's a shared agreement with three key purposes. First, it's a medium of exchange, which removes the inefficiencies of bartering. Circle's USDC stablecoin gaining federal bank status matters because it formally brings digital assets into this system, alongside dollars and euros. Second, money is a store of value, preserving purchasing power over time. When inflation speeds up, as it might with rising oil prices and tomorrow's CPI data, money's reliability in this role weakens. That's why the Fed's inflation fight is so critical. And third, money is a unit of account, providing a standard measure for valuing goods, services, and assets. Bitcoin's volatility matters less than its use in transactions. If adoption grows, it gains this function too. Now, what actually backs the US dollar? It hasn't been tied to gold since 1971. Today, its value depends on two things: US government credibility, the belief that treasury debts will always be repaid, and network effects, meaning the dollar's dominance in global trade and finance. Here's why this matters now. Inflation erodes money's role as a store of value. If tomorrow's CPI report shows rising prices, your savings buy less. Stablecoins like USDC connect traditional and digital finance. Circle's federal charter means USDC now operates under the same rules as conventional banks, but with digital speed. And geopolitical shocks, like the Strait of Hormuz closure, test money's role as a medium of exchange. When trade friction rises, money has to work harder to enable commerce. At its foundation, money's power relies on collective confidence. When trust collapses, through hyperinflation, banking crises, or geopolitical chaos, money can fail overnight. Here's what to watch this week. Tomorrow, July 14th, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get the U.S. CPI report for June. Core inflation is forecast at 2.8% year-over-year. At 10 a.m., Fed Chairman Warsh testifies before Congress. And earnings kick off with Wells Fargo, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America reporting. Wednesday, July 15th, at 8:30 a.m., the U.S. PPI report for June comes out. Core producer prices are forecast at 0.3% month-over-month. At 9:45 a.m., the Bank of Canada announces its rate decision. The overnight rate is expected to stay at 2.25%. And earnings from United Health, Johnson & Johnson, Netflix, and Taiwan Semiconductor. Thursday, July 16th. At 8:30 a.m., U.S. retail sales for June are forecast to rise 0.4% month-over-month. And Friday, July 17th. At 10 a.m., we get the preliminary U.S. Consumer Sentiment Index for July, expected at 68.5. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the CPI breakdown and what it means for your wallet.